Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batts with my good colleague Malcolm Honlein of the Conference of Presidents. Good news, we have some. All right, let's go to Greece, which I hope, if you've not been there, you would put it on your must-do list because it's beautiful all the time. And it's got some ruins you'll be surprised by. In the meantime, it's got a pole. And in addition to that, it has a government that looks... Malcolm, is it too strong to say pro-Israel?
No, I don't think it's too strong to say it. I am a big fan of Mitsotakis, the president of the prime minister of Greece, and he has championed closer ties with Israel. It is seen as mutually beneficial. The vast majority of Greeks recognize how this has helped their strategic situation, but it also has been important for Israel. And that while there's a vocal minority in Greece that try to amplify the pro-Palestinian positions, sometimes with backing from elements of the media, most Greeks side with the government. And it's also seen as important as a counterweight to Turkey and has been seen as improving Greece's position in the Mediterranean. In this big poll, they asked if do you agree with continuing the strategic partnership between Greece and Israel? 77% said yes. This is a remarkable number, given all the propaganda and all the hostile activities, that today that 77% of the Greek people want to continue the relationship and they see it's mutually beneficial. There was also a pretty good poll in the United States which showed, that was just concluded, that they support the U.S. people, the voters, can support Israel over Hamas in the conflict by 74%. Supported, and a small percentage that support Hamas. And 61% believe Hamas is responsible for the famine in Gaza, and 57% continue to support the military aid to Israel, offensive military aid. So they say that America, 85%, and this is a remarkable number at any poll, say the U.S. should continue to take the actions necessary to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, which says that American people are more sophisticated and see through the lies and propaganda and get to the truth pretty well.
We go to the United Kingdom. Now, Malcolm, my notes here say that there was a march in favor of Israel numbering 70,000. Are you sure I've got this right, Malcolm?
Yes, it's 70,000 who gathered first to express opposition to the growing incidence of anti-Semitism, the growing hostility of the government, and the fact that 70,000 people on a Sunday came out to march, and they're not just Jews, clearly, and they were expressing their support, and it comes in the context of an appointment of a new Home Secretary, Mahmoud is her name, and she has a long history of posting on social media very hostile stuff to Israel, and I think that, you know, we see in these highly visible things, but I think people, maybe it'll be a trend in Europe, maybe trends elsewhere as well, that people are beginning to see through the lies, the distortions, misrepresentations, even though it's very hard to see it with the BBC's bigoted, one-sided coverage of events. But I think people, there's a rational approach that seems to be setting in. I hope it comes to America as well, that you will see a shift in public policy where they see that this is not, as is the case here, it's not about Israel. Israel's just the front line. It's about America. It's about Western values. It's about democracy. And the future of Europe is very dim right now.
Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.